How are you, Ira?
Coach, no Roy Miller at practice today. At least part we saw. Is he all right?
No, yeah, he's ill. He actually came into work and then really didn't feel well, so we sent him home. Sent him to the doctor, then sent him home.
The situation in the secondary, why not move Rondae Barber back to cornerback and see how that works? You've got Ahmad Black. I mean, what's the thinking there?
You know, we just feel like comfortable with what we're doing right now. And, you know, I'm not going to say that it would never happen, but that's not what we want to do right now.
Greg, with all the focus on Peyton Manning and, you know, obviously it's obvious why, but the other side of the ball also presents challenges this week. Talk a little bit about that pass rush, Von Miller, you got Doomerville.
Very good. I mean, in all areas. You know, the only area where they're not top 10 is red zone defense. Every other category, they're top 10. And, you know, those two defensive ends with Doomerville and Von Miller, I mean, I don't know, combination pair. Maybe some have more notoriety. I don't know, or they do or they don't. But I'll tell you what, these guys are, they're really good, and they are really good at sack fumbling. So we got to really make sure that we protect the football because they've taken combined 9 balls out of quarterback's hands.
Miller, a guy that lines up anywhere, Greg? I mean,
he does. They do. You know, he's kind of a hybrid guy. Yet he plays strong. He plays like a bigger guy than he is weight wise. So they'll play him on the tight end side. They play him on the split end side. They play him all over.
You're comparing him to Derek Thomas, and from the look on your face, I don't know if you disagree.
You know, having not followed pro football, I got to see him the first time this summer, just studying some stuff, and I said, "Oh, that guy's good." When I watched him game after game, you know, in preparation for this thing. They changed that. That guy's great. I mean, he's an elite player in this league for sure.
Coach, how do you begin to attack a Peyton Manning who has absolutely seen every look, every blitz, every thing you can really throw at him, and is, you know, really a coach on the field? And is, I mean, what? How big of a challenge is that? Do you try? Can you possibly disguise things? Can you? I mean, where do you start with facing a guy who's been as successful as him?
Well, you know, I think you have to be careful because you can't try to, in 4 days, create a whole new defense so you can confuse him. That won't work. And the fact of the matter is what you think could be this great idea that would confuse him, he saw it like 6 years ago and then again 3 years ago. So, you know, we just got to go out and play our defense and play the best we can and know that they're going to make some plays. I mean, it's not anybody in this league that has kept them from making plays in the pass game. Got to make sure that we don't let them go off in the run game. You know, you got to make sure that we stop the run. We know he's going to make some throws. You'd like them not to be the big plays. If you can limit the big plays and they're going to catch the ball underneath, we're going to have to tackle well. When we play man-to-man coverage, we're going to have to really be on our guy and try to deny him the ball. And, you know, when we have deep safety help, we're going to have to use that help.
Is Greg Gore now your third corner or slot corner?
I don't know if I'm ready to say that or not. You know, I think we have some young guys that aren't very experienced, so we're kind of just playing our hand as we feel it feels best, you know. And the best thing we can do when you have a bunch of guys that are very similar in experience is make sure none of them are out there tired. So we'll roll them through if they get tired, you know. It's different when you have a guy that's a vet and a guy who's proven himself in this league. You know, you want him out there for his experience and for all his craftiness. When we have a bunch of guys that are similar in experience, I think we can roll them. And our advantage is that we'll have fresh corners out there. So you'll see a bunch of different guys probably play on Sunday.
Could that include Myron Lewis? We haven't seen much of him. Mm-hmm. What's been keeping him off the field on regular defensive downs?
I don't know if there's one thing. You know, it's relative to the competition probably. There's no bad – nothing. I mean, he's here with us, and that's not by accident. I think he's doing a lot of good things, Myron. So he's got to keep, you know, I've talked with him a lot. He's just got to keep battling and hanging in there. And, when opportunity comes, he'll be ready.
Greg, I know you said before, you know, having not followed the NFL, you don't have to follow the NFL, no, Peyton Manning. What, just from afar, now maybe a little more up close, amazes you, fascinates you about him as a quarterback?
Well, I think the point Rick made, he's a coach on the field. I mean, he literally is. You know, Ron Turner coached there, and you know, I have friends in coaching that worked with him and coached him, and he literally is a coach on the field. And there are not a lot of those in the National Football League, so you know, there's things that he's going to see. The only thing I would say is that he's got to get all other 10 guys to understand what he understands, you know, and not to his degree, but to some degree. Otherwise, it's a lot of knowledge. It's like a coach, you know, when coaching, you always say it's not what you know, it's what they know. And you got to get that across to them. So, but it sure helps when one of the 11 guys, and it happens to be the guy who touches it every play, has all that knowledge, right? So it's going to make it a challenge for sure. But, you know, they're 8-3, so three teams figured out a way to do it. And that's our goal. We're trying to be the fourth.
Is there a difference with him from prior, from just the everyone that's on your staff that has studied him in the NFL? I mean, is there a difference before and after that surgery he's in?
I don't know. You know, I know he's really good now.
You talked about Rondé, and for right now, at least you're not looking at him playing corner, but he had been playing inside on some dime situations. Mm-hmm. Does his ability to go in there now, maybe in some nickel situations, does he see more of being in the slot? Or?
Well, he could. I mean, there's no doubt that he can do that. He's done that here for years in a little different scheme than we do. But there's no doubt if we want to do that, that's an option for us. I kind of like his command back there and all those things, and he and Mark working together. But, you know, I think you're right that Black has played a lot of football for us now, you know, 11 games into it. So that's a viable option if we want to rotate. So we're gonna have a lot of different combinations because they're going to throw the ball a lot. And the thing we got to make sure, though, I'll keep coming back to, if they can run the ball, then it's going to be a struggle. Yeah.
When I asked about Rondé, I was specific. I wasn't specific with the question, but I meant, you know, putting him in slot corner as opposed, because that's where he's, you know, obviously been his best. I'm not saying he should, you know, starting right corner.
Right. I didn't realize that's what you meant, but yeah. I'm not sure that's the case either. You know what I mean? He plays dime for sure, and that's a, you know, hybrid. That's not quite a corner. It's more of a slash. You know, if they're in 2x2 remove, then it is. Not to get too technical, but. You know, he's capable. There's no doubt there, but he's capable of doing a lot of things. Rondé, no doubt in my mind, he could go out and play right corner or left corner. I don't think that's an issue either. It's just right now trying to find, you know, we're stretched a little back there and we're young back there, but they're working their tails off. I'll tell you what, I couldn't ask for more effort and more focus than they're given. And it's been my experience when guys work that way, eventually the worm turns and it'll get better.
Is he playing well enough at that safety spot that what you feel, part of what you feel is, look, we're pretty good there at safety with Mark Barron and Rondé Barber. I don't want to mess that up at this point.
Yeah, there's always that. You know, when you make position changes, well, do you want to move two? Because now you're jeopardizing two rather than just one. Absolutely, that comes into play. But as I said, I like the flexibility we have. And, you know, depending on which way the game goes, the thing that they do a very good job, and Peyton does it, is he changes the tempo on you. So if you try to match up or you try to change personnel, he's going to speed it up and get you with 12 guys on the field. You know, and it's not like he's done it to one or two teams. He almost does it to every team. So we have to really be very, very careful when we make our substitutions. And that's why there needs to be a plan to it. You can't just kind of do it like a regular game where you, they got three. Yeah, let's go ahead and do it. That ain't going to work.
Talk about hitting the road again, Greg. You lost your first two. Now you've won three straight. You pleased with the team's preparation and the way they handle themselves on the road?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I think we've gotten better at it, too. I think, like anything else, we do it a few times together, you know, and you get some feedback afterwards, and then you get a little better. And, you know, so I hope that, you know, again, these aren't short trips either. You know, some of these are longer trips, but that's part of playing in the National Football League. We good? Thanks, guys.